Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
Okay, you got it, Cash.
I'm on it.
Cash is doing it. I'm happy.
I'm fucking on it.
Congratulations. That was an unbelievable game. I don't know if one person that wasn't... Everybody that called me said, I'm watching the hockey game. I don't know if anybody that wasn't. And you're going to be proud of that game for 50 years as you grow older. I mean, it was amazing. So we love you guys. Congratulations.
Why just 50 years?
And I hope to see you, Cash, Tuesday night. And I want to shake hands. I'm going to shake hands with everybody, but I got to shake hands with that goalie.
Tuesday night. We'll see you Tuesday night, Mr. President.
See you Tuesday night.
I'm driving the bus, boss. We're bringing the
whole weird that he calls it. Hey, boss. That's weird. I don't make you feel weird. I'm driving the bus, boss. It's kind of strange. Let's see. Let's back up. Look at the comments. I think all the NHL players are flying to Miami on the same flight. USA, Canada, Sweden, Finland, various others, probably. Well, they all got to be friends now. Hellebuck's a goalie in Winnipeg. You know? Tofa says, of course he does. He hates women. Well, I don't know about that. I don't think he hates women. I think he just knows which women don't like him. That's what I think. Chris in Buffalo says, now where's that little Asian-looking figure skater? We need to invite her too, I guess. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, the women have to fly commercial on Spirit Air. Roost 8 Blob says, female teams have to be under age 17 to enter the Trump White House. Oh, boy. Cole says, locker room full of hockey players and Cash Patel is the only one that swears on camera. Tofus says, nothing surprises me about this administration anymore. Shit, this is a drop in the bucket as far as public servants stealing taxpayer dollars. Megan says, I'm shocked Trump hasn't come out and spoken out about them drinking Mexican beer. I didn't know that they did that. That was an outstanding moment, and I thought it was fantastic. And I guess that yesterday was the 46-year anniversary of when the U.S. beat Russia in the Olympics. Speaking of Mexico, Megan said Mexican beer. So some fucking drug guy, what was the name? El Macho, El Tango. They'll talk about it here. Some guy who runs some cartel in Mexico. He's like one of the biggest fish there is. He was killed by the Mexican military. And if you don't think that this has something to do with Trump, it does. Because I can guarantee you the U.S. will El Dedo. Chris says the U.S. is going to pay a lot of money to the Mexicans for killing this guy. The problem is the cartel is just as well equipped with in military might, apparently, as the actual Mexican army. So they killed El Macho, whatever the fuck his name is. And then the cartel starts destroying various elements of transportation, infrastructure, and random people. So much so that in, where is it? Guadalajara or Puerto Vallarta, in those areas, they said, do not go outside. Shelter in place. But this one dude, he's an American journalist. He might be Canadian. I'm not sure. He sounded Canadian with his accent. I was hearing a lot of aboats in here. Dan Dix. Dan Dix reporting from the streets of Puerto Vallarta. Notice when he's giving this report that he is constantly flipping his head around from side to side. Head on a swivel for old Dan Hicks.
This is Dan Dix here reporting for Press for Truth coming at you.
I already fucked this up because I said his name was Dan Dix, but it's clearly Dan Hicks.
Wait a minute. Dan Dix here reporting.
I keep fucking it up. I keep saying Dan Hicks, but it's Dan Dix. God damn it.
This is Dan Dix here reporting for Press for Truth coming at you here live in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Just had the military driving past me, and as I understand it, I should not be around anywhere where the police or the military are because they are...
Okay, so that's a burned out car right there.
The target right now, as you can see, there's this whole place is like deserted right now because there's burning cars back there, burning cars right here still smoldering, and situation is incredibly intense. As I'm sure you've already heard, there was a top drug lord cartel member, El Mencho, who has...
That's it, El Mencho.
...being killed. I believe there was a $15 million bounty on this man's head, and he is now dead, and that has caused this whole situation to pop off. The place looks like an absolute war zone right now, folks.
That's a bus burning, by the way.
Cartel has been setting up blockades in the streets, stopping cars. A whole bus was set on fire. You've got cartel members who literally look like the military. These guys are serious.
Okay, is this guy cartel? Jesus Christ.
These guys mean business. Costco was set on fire.
I'm shocked to see that they got modern shit like what we have here.
Hospital.
I don't know why that is. I keep picturing Mexico being just a third world shithole.
Under attack, people running for their lives. There was the Guadalajara airport that was under attack.
Jesus.
People literally running all over the place, screaming and crying.
How shitty must your military be if you can't defend hospitals and airports, or your police force?
The Puerto Vallarta.
This Mencho used to be in charge of the police in Mexico.
Airport is...
Everybody there is corrupt. What a fucking disaster.
Well, had a big scare. A lot of people were evacuated on the tarmac, had to run out on the runway to get away from the intense situation. And it seems like it's not about to slow down anytime soon. As I understand it, the cartel have announced that they are going to...
I like how the cartel makes like public service announcements.
...to be entering private homes and potentially hotel resorts at 5 p.m. Our time, if their demands are not met. So this thing could be... Just the beginning of what we're seeing here. I mean, the situation is so intense. I've been doing reports from my resort where there was just smoke surrounding all over the place, cars being lit on fire everywhere, and I've been posting those to my Twitter, Dan Dix PFT. A lot of people have been
All right, I'm not gonna play any more of this. It goes on and on. But my God, what a disaster! This person writes, we're RVing through mainland Mexico. Oh, what a fucking fool. Currently in whatever name of that town is, hunkered down in a safe place with another rig of Canadians. To get out of here is a two-day drive through another red zone state before hitting Texas. We'll make a run for the border when it's safe. Crazy times. What psychopath, a Canadian or American, I don't give a shit who you are. What type of person would you have to be to venture into that country, even if we didn't have, you know, all of the issues that we have right now with pissed off countries, U.S., Mexico. I mean, honestly, that's like if you travel to like the Middle East, that would be like traveling to Afghanistan with a shirt on that has an American flag on it. Why would you go to a place and put your life into jeopardy like that? Anybody who decides to take an RV trip from Canada through the U.S. and into Mexico, you deserve to not come back. You're a fucking moron. Rebecca with the idea. Eric, take the fraud bus there. The cartel will total it for you. Yeah, they'll total me too. Red Bull Brain Chris says Puerto Vallarta is a huge vacation spot. Well, yeah, if you fly there. You don't drive through the fucking two tracks through the mountains with your stupid fucking Jayco RV, you asshole. Hasn't anybody seen Sicario? Or Sicario? Not Sicario. Sicario. Great movie, by the way. Great series. Yeah, fly there, not drive. When we were in Honduras, which is fucking war zone, we drove. We were in the mainland because you got Roatan, the island, and then the mainland, Honduras. What is the name of the San Pedro? We drove from San Pedro to Copan, which is in western Honduras, right on the border of Guatemala. So we're two-tracking it, mountain pass road in a van. And literally every 30, 40 miles, the military pulls you over and searches. And they're all paid off by the cartel. Now, fortunately, our boy knew the road like the back of his hand, and he knew who he was dealing with, so it was no problem. But I'll never forget that. I was like, we're going to get fucking pulled out of here. And somebody's going to fucking take us hostage. All I want to do is see some pyramids. And then you got Jackie and, you know, teenage blonde. And these fucking federales have never seen that before. They're like, ay, 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 uchiwawa, ooh, ooh. Like, you fucking greaseball. All right. Well, I don't know how if you're Trump, you're like, yeah, okay, what do you want us to do? That's a tough thing to actually navigate. You got, it's like guerrilla warfare with the cartel. How are you going to weed those fuckers out? Man Bun Chris says, I love the Mayan ruin poo story. No, you're getting that mixed up. I was not running in the Mayan ruins. All right. The take a shit story was on Roatan, the island. And that's a great, I'm glad you brought it up. Because if you're bringing it up, that means it's worth telling it again. And I'm just a guy to do that. I'm miles from the hotel. And I have to go. Out of the blue, I see, envision like a small strip mall. Two stories. It's completely not open. It's a Sunday, but there's a car pulling away. It's a security company checking on people's rental properties on this touristy island. You get a lot of people that are from different countries, buy homes, rent them out as Airbnbs and shit. This local firm does security. And every guy that works for the security company looked like the guy who played Serrano in Major League. Fuck you, Jobu. The guy who wanted to slaughter the chicken to end his slump. And I see the guy as he's, you know, getting ready to pull out, and I go, "Hey, you guys have a bathroom in there?" And he says, "Yes, you can use it." Like, he's very accommodating. I go, "Fan-fucking-tastic! Yeah, man, fucking A, love Honduras. The people are saying it's Honduran nice." Tells me to go up the stairs. I go up the stairs. I'm walking along this balcony, and as I'm about to walk in the door, this guy, that this huge black man, fills the doorway, and he goes, and he asks me what I want. I go, he said I could use the bathroom. He goes, yeah, one or two. And I realize I could lie, but that'd be a problem. I'm going to lie, or I'm going to tell him the truth, and he's not going to let me in here. And I said, number two. He goes, no, you cannot. Oh, come on, man. He goes, no. Go. I'm like, fuck. What am I going to do, you know? I'm like, I loved you in the Green Mile. Sorry they executed you. Walk down the steps. I'm gone. Roostate Blob says, were you still trying to be the best at exercising then? Oh, yeah. So then I'm like, oh, fuck. I mean, I have seconds until this explosion hits. I go probably another 400 yards, and there's a side street, side road, and I actually shit in the middle of the road. I stopped. I got maybe 50 feet down the road. So the road that I was on before that was kind of like, there's not a lot of cars on this island. And then another road off of that, it's, you know, it probably won't have 10 cars. But now there's a big pile of shit in the middle of the road. And I will say this about leaves on the trees in Honduras. They are big and easy. They make wiping easy. All right? You got to flip the leaf over and use the veiny side of the leaf so you can get into all those nooks and crannies. And just a few swipey, and I was good to go. I was like, well, fuck you. Fucking John Coffey. I don't need you. I took my dump and I went home. And then there was the guy who I think I changed his life because I went on another run. And it was like the day before we left or the day we left. And I had tons of Honduran money, which I believe are called, instead of the dollar, it's the Lempira. Lempira. And I had hundreds of Lempira, maybe even thousands of Lempira. And that means nothing in American dollars. But to these people, if you were to give somebody the amount of money that I gave this guy, he probably thought that I was an angel sent from heaven. Like, for example, 1,000 Lim, $2. 1,000 Lempiras. The dollars is about $40. And I had all these different denominations of Lempiras. And it was like a fucking drug dealer's roll of money. And I started this run. And the people that live there, they make money by, they will have buckets of dirt. And they, on the road, which are all deteriorated and potholes, they'll fill the holes with dirt, and they're hoping that the kindness of strangers, people will give them money. They're not, they don't beg, they just fix it, hoping that someone will, that's like passive, will go, hey, well, that sure is nice. Here's a few bucks. So that was me, and I'm running, and I see this fucker running, fixing the holes, and he doesn't speak English. I don't speak Spanish, and I come walking up to him, and he thinks I'm crazy. I reach in my pocket, and I pull it, fucking roll of money out, and I give it to him, and he's like, what? He could not believe it. He's saying all this Spanish shit and hallelujahs and novenas and Marias and Ave Maria and Jesus, and oh my God, this guy lost his mind. I think he just left the bucket and just ran home. I think he thought he was wealthy beyond his wildest dreams at this point. I gave him like $40. It's so great. I could have just turned the money in and just exchanged it, but that was so much more fun. And I'm still talking about it, so it's money well spent. All right. I think Pooh Bear will be home a little later on. Everything is late today, obviously. This is weird for me to be doing the show so late. Excuse me. Got a number of sponsors that I'd like to say hello to. By the way, I have a brand new sponsor that will be starting. Zelensky Outdoor Services. This is like a preview. But so you know how it goes with landscaping services. Whether it be designed to make something fantastic out of your home. Like if you're me, this is perfect for me. Because I'm the guy who it takes me forever to do anything. Like there are still landscaping projects that I've started in the backyard that aren't done from like 10 years ago. Or perhaps, see, I'm also doing this. Like I'll cut down trees and then I won't replace them with anything. My house is slowly but surely becoming a wasteland with no trees because of Kuiper Tree Service. But I still, you know, they grind the stumps and then I leave it there. I'm a goddamn hillbilly. So if anybody needs a landscaping service, it's me. Zelensky Landscaping Services. I'll be talking more about them in the coming weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, first off, Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to get a Yamaha golf cart. They are the best. You can also get an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, go-kart, lawnmower, snowmobile, anything you want. They have it for you at Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. I got a dog over here that's... You all right? By the way, something about O'Neal, we just noticed... He doesn't shed anymore. He was a huge shedder. Now, I'm hard-pressed to get any fur, and I don't know what it is. It can't possibly be chemotherapy medicine makes his hair stay in, could it? Frank Fuss has just written a book, and he wants to know if any of you would like to help him to be a guest reader or a test reader. His book is about retirement and saving money for retirement. It's kind of like a self-help book. Let me get the exact title. I don't think this is going to be like a Stephen King novel. He just printed it out. And he's looking for somebody. Retirement Happiness is the title of his book. He says, EC, would you be interested in being a test reader? And I said, I absolutely would, but I cannot commit because my time is so spread out. I'm kind of burning it at both ends now. I said, but thank you for thinking about me. He says, EZ, I need a two-week turnaround on 150 pages, 33,000 words. Could you ask your audience during my ad if anyone would be interested in reading my book? The book is on retirement happiness. I'll send you the table of contents so that you can talk intelligently about it. That's not possible. I will put a form together that people can fill out. Hopefully, I can have that updated by the end of the day, too. All right. Table of contents. One, why this book exists. Two, you've already won, now don't lose. Three, how much is enough? Four, seeing your numbers clearly. Five, you've already won, now your job is not to lose. All right, I can already see a typing error. Six, Social Security. Seven, health insurance before 65 and Medicare at 65 and beyond. 8, long-term care. All right. Let me know, and I will direct you to Frank. All right. If you want to get a hold of Frank about anything health insurance related or life insurance or retirement, go to appointmentwithfrank.com. That is appointmentwithfrank.com. Thank you. Love my friends over at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Mario will get you into your mortgage or refi. Buy now and refinance later. 231-332-6505. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I'll read it. Tophus says, I'll read it. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, Chapter 11, two tickets to the gun show.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Megan says Darla is too sleepy to lay down, but also too sleepy to hold her head up. This is true. Red Bull Brain Chris says, if only you had a book club. All right. I'm going to take a quick break because I think somebody has to go tinkle, and that would be O'Neill. You can see him down here. Whenever he's hanging out here, wants me to pet him, he's like, hey, I got to go. And I don't want him to pee on the floor. Thanks for having the patience to be here late with me today. I appreciate you guys so much. But I'll be back. All right. Thank you for your patience. Today's kind of a nutty day. Catching up. Dogs are like, wait a minute. This isn't the time that you normally do this. I'm like, I know. I'm doing the best I can. Doing the best I can with what I have, which isn't much. I'm still grateful. Roo State Blob says Bruce is probably in another county by now. He got away. This is getaway season. He did this yesterday. How do you know? Yesterday, I let Bruce and O'Neill out, and right when I let him out, now, Bruce is supposed to be on a leash, but in the winter, we don't do that because he never runs away in the winter. He can't get far because the snow's too deep. Snow's melted now, mostly. I let him out. Madison texts me. I'm reading the text. I look up, no dogs. I'm like, oh, fuck. They're out. They're running around. And sure enough, in the distance, a wildcat did prowl. I hear a dog barking. I go, okay. They're down on the next dirt. You go through my yard, through slot keys, through Witten's, onto the next cul-de-sac, down the street. They got a dog, and these idiots like to visit with Maisie. And they cover ground fast. So I go flying out of the house in my house shoes, in my slippers. And then sure enough, there's dickhead O'Neill and dickhead Bruce. And O'Neill always returns. Like if I say O'Neill, he'll come running up like he hadn't seen me in 100 years. Bruce is like, oh, fuck you. And so he doesn't want to leave new dog. He wants to sniff some ass. So that keeps him there so that I can grab him and scoop him up. And then I have to carry him home. And he's not light. He's like, you know, almost 40 pounds. way too heavy for a... Not because he's fat. He's just thick. Lots of fresh, thawed smells to investigate. Yeah, and then we're walking back, and all of a sudden, O'Neill disappears. I'm like, where? And then he's eating. There's some poo. So it's like a fucking neighborhood old country buffet. Megan says, Bruce is all, I'm fast as fuck, boy. Yeah, 100%. That is him. That's his. That's like something he would say. The second he senses an opportunity, Bruce is gone, Rebecca says. Man Bun Chris says, my favorite breakout story is when you got Bruce and you made him seem like Taz was on the radio on BBL. Got Ben to do his vintage wheeze laugh, LOL. I don't recall. Probably because I was doing like a... That? Is that what you're referring to? Is that the bit? I barely remember it, but I'm guessing that it seems it's triggering in my head that that may have been something that was funny. Yeah, it is snack time for him. Ben's vintage wheeze laugh is for the ages. If you can make Ben do a vintage wheeze laugh, it's just, it's one of the funniest laughs that has ever laughed, in my opinion. By the way, we are booked for a Thursday, Big Fraud Thursday this week. I've already started compiling my clips from the Hot Wings, I had to help my kids pick out their classes story. Alan says, it's been a while since I've heard that one. LOL. That is good. All right. What else do I have for you? U.S., Canada. Mexico's burning. Okay. Some idiot decided that he was going to try to sneak onto Mar-a-Lago, which is easily, if not the most secure building or piece of property in the world, it's second, with the first being the White House. There are levels of security on the White House and Mar-a-Lago that we don't even know exists. It wouldn't surprise me that if you even think about doing something dastardly on those two pieces of property, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody knew what you were thinking. Like, I'm guessing there are people, spotters, that for a long distance away from both of those pieces of property, they're watching for body language of people that could potentially be bogeys. That their full-time job is to just keep an eye on people that are near the premises. With more eyes as you get closer to the actual perimeter of the premises. Oh, but you want to get in via nighttime. You think you're just going to walk onto the property at night. I mean, the amount of people that are looking at any potential people entering the property through any type of night vision or heat marker sensors, you know, like Predator, how it looks at Schwarzenegger. It's that. There is zero chance that any idiot or even a skilled military professional has any possibility of getting anywhere near those two pieces of property. I think some dickhead just got slaughtered, trying to get out of the White House grounds not that long ago. So at this point, I'm like, whatever. And this new dipshit tried the same thing. And he was armed with a gas can and a shotgun. And he is now dead. And that is the end of that. 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin from North Carolina is now dead. Shot by the Secret Service. Can you imagine if you're watching that, if you're like at the nerve center of all things to keep an eye on the property and, you know, you got several guys that are watching, guys or girls. Well, oh, fuck. Look at this idiot. Okay, well, what are we going to do? I mean, they actually kind of like, who's gonna pull the trigger on this one? And I don't know if it's a, hey, drop it, and then give the guy the opportunity to drop the weapon, drop the gas can, and lay down. Or is it just, without warning, you can shoot him? I think it might be that. Like, I think when it comes to, like, you and I, like, if somebody's prowling around our property, some states it's different. I think you have the green light to fire. And when it comes to, like, a president's piece of property, president's residence, there is no way in hell they're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You're just dead. I can't believe anybody would think that that would be a practical way to do this, to try to sneak into the property. At least the dumb shit who did it in Pennsylvania, wherever that town was, I still can't believe he got away with that, did it when Trump left the White House and or Mar-a-Lago. You're still not going to have a chance. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. That guy did have a chance. If he was, in fact, aiming at Trump. I that whole thing was weird. I'm still wondering if a bullet actually even grazed him. I've got a little bit of a conspiracy theory vibe going, hey, O'Neill, hi. What? What is it? According to police, at 1:30 a.m. Sunday morning, the security detail detected an individual admitted to the inner perimeter at Mar-a-Lago. They went to investigate. They confronted a white dude carrying a gas can and a shotgun near the front gate on the north side of Mar-a-Lago, just inside the inner perimeter. And he was ordered to drop those two pieces of equipment. So they did say something. Bradshaw said he put down the gas can and raised the shotgun to a shooting position. At that time, the deputy and the two Secret Service members fired their weapons and neutralized the threat. There you go. Cash Patel, in between knocking back beers at the Olympic celebration for the hockey team, said FBI is dedicating all necessary resources in the... Is he, whatever, he had to publish the thing. He's probably shit-faced when he typed that. I was reading this about Mar-a-Lago. That was built by some chick like 100 years ago who was the heir to the Post cereal fortune. And when she died, she gave it to the U.S. to be like a national landmark. And the country said, oh, that's very kind, but they discovered that maintaining the property would cost more than what they could, like, create revenue of people to visit it. It wasn't that sought out of a place to see. So they said, yeah, it costs a lot to maintain the property. We're going to give it back to you. Thank you. So in, like, 1980, because this chick died in, like, the 60s or something like that. It might have been a little later than that. Anyway, bequeathed the property to U.S. U.S. gives it back to the estate. The estate then wants to sell it privately. They're asking $25 million. Donald Trump said, I'll give you $15 million. And they said, no. And he said, that's the best you're going to get. And they said, fuck you, $25 million. Trump bought all of the property around it and said, I am going to build the biggest buildings ever. You can picture him saying it, so that all of Mar-a-Lago will not see the ocean. They will not see the ocean at all. I'm going to build so much structure here if you don't sell this to me. So they said, okay, we'll sell it to you for $15 million. And he said, no, I'm paying you $7 now. And they agreed. He got the fucking thing for $7 million because of that shit. Now, you can say whatever you want about Trump, but that's baller. All right? That is fucking baller. It's $25 million. I give it $15. No. Well, then I'm going to make it so that your place is shit. And now I'm only, for every day further that you make me wait, I'm knocking the price down. $7 million for that thing. You know what the value of that place is now? How much is Mar-a-Lago worth? I'll bet you $1 billion. Estimates range from $725 million to over $1 billion. He paid $7 million for it. What a cock. Fucker. Tofus says, well, you know, the rules don't apply to shit like him. Well, you got to understand, this is 1980 whatever. He's just a property owner, Trump, at that point. He's just businessman, Trump. And I'll tell you this right now. If you had a realtor that was trying to buy a house for you and you got it at only 33% of the original cost, you're going to blow your real estate guy. That's what you're going to do. You're going to blow him. All right, so that asshole's dead. All right, I don't know about that story. I'll have to come back to it. Ooh. A guy who claimed to be John Barron, which is the surname that Trump used to use when he would check into a hotel. It was his pseudonym, not surname. A guy named John Barron called into C-SPAN. I guess C-SPAN does this thing where they're like, all right, let's go to west of the Rockies. So-and-so, you're on. What do you have to say? And this dude called up doing a fairly good Trump impression, not as nearly good as one that you hear on a certain podcast from time to time, had this to say.
John in Virginia, Republican. Let's hear from you.
Well, this is John Barron. And this is the worst decision you've ever had in your life, practically. Jack's going to agree with me, right? But
okay, about every 10th word sounds like Trump.
It's a terrible decision. And you have Hakeem Jeffries, who he's a dope. And you have Chuck Schumer, who can't cook a cheeseburger. Of course these people are happy. But true Americans will not be happy. And you have the...
talking about the
John
tariffs.
In Virginia.
Jack's going to agree with me, right? But... this is a terrible decision. And you have Hakeem Jeffries, who he's a dope. And you have Chuck Schumer, who can't cook a cheeseburger. Of course these people are happy. But true Americans will not be happy. And you have the woman earlier. I assume she's a woman. She's a Democrat. But she said she's disgraced. She's devastated.
All right, John. We'll go to Chester, who's in Baton Rouge.
Okay, Chester.
Louis.
That's a horrible Trump impression. They probably thought, well, who is this guy? He might be trying to sound like Trump, but he doesn't quite sound like Trump. Concerning Trump getting Mar-a-Lago for $7 million, he says, I respect the shakedown, Birch Barlow says. Donko says he follows their rules. That's why he's despised. That's what Chappelle said about Trump. Rebecca said, it sounds like a great opportunity for a Zane stunt, what we're with regard to C-SPAN, I guess. I'd choke under pressure. By the way, the fact that all that tariff shit in the past year, I guess that's not a thing anymore. And there's been discussion about, well, yeah, okay, but shouldn't there be like a refund? Shouldn't we get a refund for all the money that we've spent? Because you know how that works. All those tariffs that Trump applied to shit for the past year. Whatever company was getting hit with the tariff, whatever they paid, you and I paid for it out of our own pockets in the goods and whatnot, because the companies aren't going to pay for that. So basically, Trump gets the money from the companies. The companies that are shipping the shit in from foreign countries are getting their money recouped from us, our money. So basically, we were taxed. You got an extra tax this year on the shit that you'd normally buy. Like a lot. Now, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I'm all for if there's something that I can do to support the country. I don't necessarily. I mean, I'd like to find out what exactly my money is going to. But if all that money is coming in for tariffs, I would sure love to find out what exactly you are doing with all of that surplus money that comes to you. Alan, with a great reference, says, it's just like buying a car twice, you cock. Tofa says, yeah, you're taxed for no reason. No, that's not true at all. If he wants people to do business in the U.S., they should have to pay to do business in the U.S. I understand that. I don't necessarily hate that. But I would just like to see what exactly that money is going to. Is it just lining people's pockets? And if that's the case, we should get a further tax break because of that, you know? Because if they're making money on tariffs and on us, how about a little less on us? Because if your tariffs are causing us to pay more out of our pocket for everyday shit, you should give us a break on what we pay to live in the U.S., you know, have them doing business with the U.S. pay for our tax. Good grief. How come I have all this figured out all the time? Do you guys get annoyed with how much sense I always make and how I'm always right? Does that drive you crazy? Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600, ervines.com. Great place to get your car, your EV, your hybrid repaired. Top running condition. They have loaner cars. They're right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they want to hear from you. 616-532-6600. Or head over to their website, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Three places to get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Kingsroom.net. is the website. Three locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Kingsroom.net for schedules, exact locations, hours of operation, all that fun stuff. If you're a veteran, you save $3 on a haircut. It's only going to set you back $18, active or retired. The rest of us, $21. Thank you, King's Room Barbershop. By the way, King's Room Barbershop is bringing you 3 days grace ticket giveaways on GRD. I just talked to Andy over at King's Room, and he goes, yeah, I spent some money with GRD. He's always been involved with them. I go, well, yeah, what are you doing? He goes, well, they're doing 3 days grace ticket giveaway, and every time they mention 3 days grace, they got to mention King's Room Barbershop. I'm like, fuck yes, that's a great idea. And then they tried to get him to sponsor Tiger Baseball. Like, hey, third inning brought to you by King's Room Barbershop. And that's going to, they said it's $15,000. That's a lot of money. I don't charge nearly that amount. Kuiper Tree Care. Get rid of the unwanted trees. Have the stumps ground. Have the trees trimmed. Have the storm damage cleaned up. Have the risk assessed on your trees with their 3 certified arborists. Kuiper Tree Care online at KuiperTreeCare.com, 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. Who did I say would be the asshole of the day today? Was it earlier in the show? Was it the people bitching about Cash Patel? I forget now. What did we do? Don't ask me to remember. I'm counting on you. Black Belt Nick, who I got to see him, his lovely better half, and his sweet son, Sean, writes, Trump used the tariffs during the shutdown to pay the military and air traffic controllers. Oh, I remember now. Alan told me. Thank you. Tourette's patients are the assholes of the day. All because of that racist scumbag. That means all people with Tourette's are now lumped in. All people with Tourette's are racist. We all know this. There you go. That's my time. I appreciate you guys. I still owe you a Patreon bonus podcast. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You guys are very special. Thank you so much for your continued support here on the podcast. And I will talk to you a little later on. Till then, have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.